Good morning. My guest this morning is Mick Chandler, who's the chair and an instructor at the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning. It's nice to be here with you.
Nice to have you. Talk a little bit about OLLI. Is that how you pronounce it?
That's correct. OLLI stands for Osher Lifelong Learning Institute.
Okay.
It's a nationwide program that was endowed by Bernard Osher about 20 years ago, and it currently serves 120 college campuses across the nation to provide enrichment learning opportunities for seniors.
Great. What sorts of classes are offered?
Well, that's the beauty of OLLI. It covers the whole gamut of the range of knowledge. People teach classes in everything from opera appreciation, classical music, to politics, history, science, just about anything that would be of interest to seniors. Most of our students are former professionals, although that's not necessarily the case, but there are people who were too busy during their working lives to pursue some of these interests that they've always wanted to learn more about. And now in retirement or toward the end of their working careers, they can explore things just for the fun of it.
So what are the age limits?
50 and up to be a student in the OLLI program.
Uh-huh.
At Sonoma State University, I would say the average age is probably somewhere in the range of 60 to 65, but we have people from 50 to 93. I have a woman who attends all of my classes, sits in the front row, and never falls asleep, and she's 93 years old.
Wow. Why don't you talk about some of your classes?
Okay. My particular field is early American history. I teach classes that relate to the colonial and revolutionary eras, the founding, the Constitution, and maybe the first, say, 20 years or so of the American Republic.
Wow.
That's one of my areas. And then the other era is the Civil War era, the run-up to the war, and then the war itself. I also teach classes on baseball. I try to present a way for people to understand some of the new terminologies used in baseball jargon, and maybe give people some tips on how to appreciate the game at a deeper level, maybe.
Do you take them to a ball game?
Actually, we've done that. Yes,
well,
we do.
Good.
We have field trips. That's part of the fun of OLLI. It's a social platform as well as an educational opportunity. People make friends in the OLLI program. We have outings together. We often eat meals together. It's a great way to meet new people and kind of stretch yourself beyond your comfort zone a little bit.
So you're likely to meet people in the classes who have taken other classes. So you can be shown the ropes, as it were.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think people would feel at all uneasy or anxious about going into an OLLI class. For one thing, the level of participation is strictly up to the individual. If you want to get involved and ask questions and really engage the materials, that's great. But many students come to OLLI and just sit and listen if
great.
That's their preference and their style. So you can go at it any number of ways.
So what's the best way to sign up?
Well, there's the Sonoma State University website has all the sign-up information. And then if that's difficult for someone, for whatever reason, they can call 664-2691 and talk to Chris Alexander or Karen Jacobs, the director of the program, and they can get you started as well.
Great. Thanks, Mick.
You bet.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.